We're up to Simon Shin Samach Tes Hiv Hei. We'll be doing that as well as Shin Samach Tes and the first Sif of Shin Ayin. Shin Samach Tes Hiv Hei. In Nisapesh Pasa Erev V'Nifsal Melechol, if the Erev bread is not roy la'achila, hareu kamosha kolo lagamri, v'tzorech la'arev mechadash, it's as if it's not there and you've got to do it anew. Now, what is the halacha there? Since we learned that if before Shabbos comes in, before the first Shabbos of this Erev comes in, if you don't have the shear, the halacha is that the Erev is pasul. But once Shabbos came in, the halacha is for that first Shabbos, even if there's nothing left, it's kosher. And for the subsequent Shabbos, you have to have a mashu left. If the bread got spoiled, so if it was before Ben Hashmashes, even for this Shabbos, there's no good Erev. If it was after Ben Hashmashes, then this week it's good, but the week after, where you need a kolshu, since it's not no longer edible, you don't have a kolshu, and it would be pasul. Hagav alachein nagu lasas Erev chalas matzah. Shein emeris lisapesh, that's why people use matzah, because it doesn't spoil easily. The Mishnah Berurah says that the same halach is true if it gets wormy. It's also considered inedible. The od yicholim l'shamra b'mei Pesach. Another reason to use a matzah is you can keep it over Pesach. The yicholim lishmar erev kol hashana, and this way you can leave it there the whole year. V'zeh tov yoser melarev kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That's better than making a new erev every Shabbos. Shol yishku melarev, because there's the fear that they're going to forget to make an erev. The Mishnah Berurah says that many Achronim learn that what's the better thing to do, to actually make one every week, because we're afraid that it will spoil. What happens if they made an Erev and they found it spoiled, but they're not sure if it was before Ben Hashmashes or after? The halach is you go with the Chazakah, and you could say that Ben Hashmashes it was still edible, unless it's obvious that it's been spoiled for a long time. If people want to make an Erev on every Shabbos and actually use the Erev as their Lecha Mishnah, they could. In fact, it's a nice thing to use an Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah says that in a place where they do an Erev once a year, and the Yochid is afraid that maybe it becomes spoiled, it's good for the Yochid to make his own Eruvei Chatzeris every week, just without a bracha. Simen Shin Samach Tes Be'eza Ofen Makdin Erev Anosn Mos L'Nachtom. So we have this case in the Mishnah. Someone gives money to a baker. V'omer Lom Yevo B'nei Achotzer Liknos B'mcha Kikar Le'erev Zeh Zacheli Be'erev She'eli Chelik Imahem B'shvil Mozo. He gives him money and says, well, listen, if my neighbors come to you to bake them an Erev, this money should be konami my piece. So the halacha is, it's obvious that the baker is not giving it to him for free. He's giving it to him only for his money. Since mos einam konis, since money does not make a kinyan, the halacha is that it won't work. Eino erev. Afilu erev hachem v'ni, v'zocha gam loze imohem. Even if at the time he made the erev, he was zocha for this person, we know that he did not mean it for free. He meant to do it keneged the money, and the kinyan was the money, and since mos is not kone, it doesn't work. Avalim Omalea Rev Li Kono Erev. What happens if you go over to someone and say, be my shliach and make me an Erev? And he doesn't give him any money. That's all right. Vafilo Omale Zacheli. What happens if he tells him Zacheli, be Kona for me? Im Nosn lo Klibetoris Kinin Shiach and Lobo Kona Erev. What happens if instead of money you gave him an object? That's good. Because that the name of that Kinyan is not Kinyan Kesev, but Kinyan Chalipin. And Chalipin does work. Also, if the baker is mezaki you by way of someone else, or what happened was you gave him money and he bought you bread from the street and then did it, kona erev. Whereas the same halacha that we have with regard to the baker, it turns out different. That means when you give a baker money and say, I want to be Kona, he doesn't give it to you for free. He only does it for the money. And there, since Mos are not Kona, we say he's not Kona. Not so when you're dealing with a neighbor. There we'd say he would give it to you for free. Therefore, he's not doing it connected the money only. So you don't need Mos Konas. And then he's just Zochit for you, and we say that that's what he's doing. Shin Ayin. Hador be Beisharach Sadrim in Pesach Shabachotzer Ein Olso al Bnei Achotzer She'enim Chashuvim Dira. It is not, you do not aser on people and require an Erev Chatzeris unless you're actually living in a real house. Whereas if you live in a Beishar, which is where the guard to the Chatzer stands, or an Achsadra, they had a roofless area in front of the house in the Chatzer just to relax in, and then a person decides to move in there, to squat, where he lives in that Achsadra, he doesn't aser. And Nirpeses Sheba Chatzer, this was like a balcony to which the different doors were open to. It's something you'll often have, say, in a motel that has more than one floor. The upper floor has a little balcony outside it that serves as the hallway. Instead of having it enclosed, it is outdoors. So anyone that lives in any of these places is not considered living in a bias, and he doesn't answer on the chotzer. Aval hador bebeis ha-tevim, bebeis ha-etzim, beis ha-bokor, beis ha-otzeris oser. But if someone actually lives in a house, even though it's a storehouse, it's a place that they straw the hay, it's the place that they store wood, even the animals, or any other kind of storage place. The halachi is that is considered a bias, because it's enclosed and it's a real house. Now, Lemaisa, the Bir Halacha talks about the fact that it must be that it's his. Otherwise, he wouldn't answer. But if that's his own and it's a storehouse, the Halacha is that they're considered a dira. We'll see later that he does have to eat there. In fact, sleeping in a place doesn't make it a bias. The definition of bias is the place that you eat.